Good morning. It's so good to see you all. I see those who snuck in late. Thank you for coming. Not that you were late. You were not late. You were right on time. You know, you're right, Vicky. There's a theme going this morning about present moment. And I have to say, before I even begin to share what I was inspired to share, that is absolutely paramount. We cannot afford to spend a lot of time futurizing or regretting or even dwelling on anything that's happened in the past. Because why? We're powerful beings who are constantly presenting our point of attraction to the law of attraction. And if I've got my thoughts and focus on something out here that's got me anxious or something back here that's got me regretful, I am now bringing that into my precious, powerful now moment and recreating it. It may have different faces, may come up in different places, but you've all seen patterns in your lives, I'm sure. And it comes from habitual thoughts that we're not keeping in check. What I mean by that are we all have thought patterns that loop. They're guesstimating 60 to 90,000 thoughts go through our brain every day. You're not gonna keep track of them. You're not even gonna come close. Don't try, it'll make you nuts. But what you can keep very close tabs on is how you're feeling. Because what you're feeling in your body is a direct message from source telling you what you've been focused on in this red hot moment. So here's the thing that I hear so often. We want to change our lives and make our lives quote unquote better. Just some things that we want more of or less of, whatever, ever, ever. We have these desires. Well, are you telling the old story to your friends on a pretty regular basis about why things aren't working out right now and why the money isn't in the bank and why you're not feeling your optimal health? Are you sharing with your loved ones and your friends these old stories and keeping them alive in your beautiful, powerful now? Just want to say, this is one of the biggest hiccups I come across with people I work with. We're very, very good at explaining what we don't want. Very, very good. Now, I'm going to challenge you today because I want you to start explaining on a regular basis, even if it's to yourself at home when no one's listening, what you do want. Start talking and telling the new story. Imagination is key. Let yourself go wild. There are no dreams that are too large or too extravagant. If you've always wanted to walk the trails in Egypt or wherever and go to these magical places, you know, we so often say things like, oh, you know, I'll do that when I have more money. I'll do that when I have more time. I'll. Putting these things off with our language in this powerful now moment. What are you doing? You're keeping it constantly at bay. Law is very exact. It's going to match your vibrational point of attraction perfectly. It must. It's law. So whatever shows up, we have to, one, first and foremost, always own everything you're creating. Yep, I did that. Even when it's something I'm not pleased about. Yep, there's something in me that's still active enough that is attracting this into my life, because you always must know this is not an assertion-based universe. Nobody is imposing anything on you. You are creating every single sponge of what comes into your life. And when you really buy that hook, line, and sinker, it's so freeing on one hand, it really is. And on the other hand, it's a lot of responsibility and good, because our best bet is to stop thinking so much, which is what we have been programmed and conditioned to do for eons. Eons, we have put all the emphasis on this brain and how important it is to think ourselves through situations. I've said it a dozen times coming here, but it's worthy of saying again. Your job is knowing what you want and why. Period. End of story. Done. That's your work. When you're in the how is this going to happen? When is it going to happen? Who's going to be involved? Where is it going to happen? Now you're in God's work. And no wonder you get frustrated, because we're not equipped to do all the orchestrating from non-physical that God is. And all your non-physical army that's around you all the time, helping you, whether you're aware or not. I really invite you to invite them to help you every single day, because you are a free will being and they will not intervene without your permission. I mean that on a daily basis. Sometimes I do it moment to moment. Come on, you got permission, carte blanche, help. Seriously, and it always works. I'm not just blowing smoke, it's true. We have got to start believing more in what we can't see, feel, taste, touch, and hear. We've got to stop believing so much in that, because that's what everyone has labeled as real reality. How about we lightworkers who know better begin to put more and more and more emphasis on our trust in non-physical and the orchestration that is constantly going on our behalf. Without exception, you are adored and you are doted upon by Source God. You have more blessings raining down around you every day. It's, are you choosing to feel worthy enough? Are you choosing to receive? Are you so caught up in being a giver, giver, giver that the balance is way out of whack and you've not remembered how to receive? Because it's always both. We live in this dualistic space-time reality right now. It's where we chose to come and work some things out that can only be worked out in this kind of an environment. We put a lot of things upon us here that aren't our truth, I mean our essence. Because, you know, none of the worry, doubt, and fear, and anger, and all of that is ever, ever taken with you to source, to oneness. When you make your transition, and those who have gone, I think of my mother, who, God bless her, she was known as the witch of the neighborhood. And some people didn't use that word. I mean, because she was rough. She was a staunch German who worked, and you did, and you produced, and that's what made you of value. Right? Yeah. And then she went into non-physical, and the beauty of it is she went into dementia before she checked out of this planet. And she reverted to her heart the closer she got to transitioning. I was one of the lucky ones who had a mean mama who turned really sweet. And in one day she even said to me, I just want you to hold me. I mean, my mother never hugged us as children. You have to understand, this was enormous. But see, we're all love at the base and in the deep down in there, and some people cover it with so much mud and they feel they have to defend their victimhood. It is a lifestyle that is
sadly prevalent and needs to be slowly, maybe not so slow, I'd love to see it go faster. I'd love people to awaken to their empowerment, because there are no victims in this time-space reality. I will state this and fight you to the end on it. There is no victim here ever. There are unconscious people. That's all. Their level of consciousness has them in that energy. It's like, think of a radio station. When you're trying to dial in your favorite station, there's a bandwidth. You've got to get it in that needle. If I'm talking to the crowd, I used to remember radio. I mean, if I were talking to my son right now, he'd be going, what? Yeah, because he didn't deal with any radios. But you got to find that bandwidth if you're dealing with a radio, right? Well, that's us. And you can get stuck. I truly believe you can get stuck in the bandwidth of anger, the bandwidth of fear. And what creates it over and over and over and over is not only the focus upon those things that make them feel that way, yes, but it's also their decision to keep defending why they have to be right. I am really an advocate, and you'll hear me say it over and over and over, you're all right. You are all right in your world with the decisions you make for you. All the peanut gallery be damned. You are doing what's right for you. And if I'm judging what you're doing that's right for you, then I am not being my authentic self. My authentic self understands we're all at different points on the path. We all have different soul agendas while being on this earth plane. We're all here learning different things. But what's very, very important is that we stop being so darn enamored with our five senses and start being truly enamored with your sixth sense, your feeling nature. You know when you feel happy. No one's got to teach you how to feel happy. Now, getting there from being sad is another story. It takes a little process, and I'm happy to teach a workshop on that someday, maybe. But really and truly, we are always choosing, whether conscious or not, we're choosing how we're feeling. And if we're feeling it, you're already a point of attraction, a powerful point of attraction that law is responding to now, now, now. As long as you keep feeling it, as long as you keep feeling it, more people, circumstances, phone calls, situations are gonna come and match that bandwidth, that frequency. How do you get into source frequency, God frequency? Focus anywhere that brings your heart lightness, love, and joy. Sometimes I just have to look at our mountains and go, oh. I mean, it can take, driving over here, even in the rain, I went through what I call the golden tunnels, where the roads are just encapsulated with all these trees that are bright yellow, and it looks like the road is glowing as I'm driving through it. I can bring me to tears. It's like, God, you're so flippin' good. Man, what you can do. I mean, to tell you, it's being so, oh, a desire to be so aligned so much that you choose love over everything else. And that means everything. You can't just be half pregnant. You can't just say, well, I'm going to love a little bit. No, you have to make a solid decision and say, I am a lover and I am going to love and I'm going to feel love before I even put my feet on the floor in the morning. However I need to do that, whether it's through meditation or just contemplating someone or a pet or a situation or an experience that brings your heart to this. You feel your heart when it's open, don't you? You feel your love that's in there, that's your connection to God. And nobody not feels it. It's choosing to live in it, and to not let it slip away when things get wonky, when things come into your experience that say, oh, this is bad. Let's just say no bad or good, no more, none. It's what's true for your heart. What do you resonate with? That's the direction you want to go. Now, your sister, or brother, your cousin, they may be not even close to that resonance and don't even want to go in that direction and look at you like you've lost your mind. It doesn't matter. You must follow your heart and your feeling nature, and please put it foremost over the five senses. We've been programmed to use them almost exclusively, which is cutting you off at the knees. It's like that was the part of your design that Source really was counting on you not losing touch with. Now, a lot of people, they get it buried so deep down, their emotions are pushed down so much through what they went through as they grew up or experienced in war or whatever. There's a lot of people who struggle to feel, but I'm not speaking to that crowd. You wouldn't be here if you were a light worker and you didn't have a big heart. And that's your truth. That's who you are. And you take it out into your world as big and as boldly as you can. But do your due diligence first. Before your feet hit the floor in the morning, tune in to Source. Get your love juices going. Really going. Feel that love really powerfully and say thank you over and over. If love has too many strange connotations, because I mean, there's lost love, there's love that's passed away, there's all kinds of degrees or textures of love. If love doesn't work for you, I'm going to suggest appreciation, gratitude, thanksgiving. It's a cleaner word for many of us. Love has some connotations, possibly. So if you're not able to get into a real juicy, loving place before your feet hit the floor, how about you get into a really grateful place, a thankful place, a place where you're just, I'm so blessed, I'm flipping blessed, I could float off this bed. You know, do that first and make the intention way, way, way more powerful than any opinion you'll ever hold. Make the intention that no matter where I go and what I do today, I am an uplifter. I bring anything and anyone I come in contact with a little higher. I am not going to drop into the depths of the despair that so many are carrying because we have nothing to offer them there. We pinch ourselves off. We split our energy by going down into that with them. They may feel like you don't care, but you can gently explain, and I have on many occasions, I just gently explain, if I go into that with you and let's wallow in it, I have nothing. I have no good, and if you're even asking for my advice, I have nothing to offer you because I have also split off from my true essence. And so splitting off gives me very mucky communication. Inspiration's tough when you're down there wallowing. Why? Because it's your guiding system saying, woo-hoo, we don't live there. Come on. Come on. Get up out of there. Then I can communicate with you. We need to get to that bandwidth of Source, God, love, appreciation, joy, peace, beauty, acceptance, allowing, forgiveness. All that, that's where Source and God reside. And our bandwidth needs to match it more and more and more. It's a process. We can't leap there. We have to get do little experiments to make sure that you know, beyond the shadow of a doubt, you are not only heard, but what you have to say, either spoken or not, your vibrational point of attraction is felt by Source and will always deliver a match to that feeling. So what better way than to create a fabulous life than to stay in love? You just can't beat it. Anything that's associated with love or thanks, appreciation, gratitude, you can't beat them. Those vibrations are our main route to alignment. Can we hold alignment 24/7? I like to think we're evolving to that. I was speaking to someone before the service, and I really think as human beings, we are evolving to be able to hold more and more and more light. We are, and it's a lot of times your body's working really hard to adapt. So don't be too worried if you get a few dizzy spells, or you're having insomnia, or you're having super vivid dreams, or all your joints ache one morning, or you're super exhausted out of nowhere and you just have to go back to bed. It's your body upgrading, if you will. Honor it. Be gentle with it. Love it. Love it to the new level. I think we're unprecedented as a species to be on this edge of about to be more light being than carbon-based being. But it's an evolutionary process, and there are growing pains. It's okay. Trust this too will pass. It's my favorite statement when it comes to body stuff. This too will pass. So let me throw a little astrology at you, gang. We're evolving in leaps and bounds. This is an intense time, actually. On the 21st, we've got the new moon in Libra, and the sun goes into Scorpio. This is just an intense energy, but the intensity of it is focused on balance, relationships, and aesthetics. So you want to focus on those things that make your heart sing. Dollop your house with some fall stuff, or, you know, whatever it is that makes you feel, and look at your primary relationships. How might those deepen? How might you get more clear around getting even closer in those relationships? Neptune is re-entering Pisces. This is luck and confirmation. I want you to think about your goals a little bit during this next two-week period, post-21st. And just know that this is a really good time. It's a new beginnings time. New moons are always new beginnings, where our full moons are endings or closed doors, knowing the new moon will bring open doors. So if there's something you've been toying with, this, you know, initiating, getting going in your life, this is a good time. You've got a lot of good energy helping you. This is about new beginnings and really about inner balance. Your masculine, your feminine, your work with your play, your creativity with, I don't know, whatever the counterbalance would be, rest. We have all these things going on in our lives. We're very busy people, and it's wonderful. We mostly have really wonderful lives, but I just caution you to take maybe the next couple weeks and just review, am I in a good place in all of the areas of my life in terms of balance? You'll feel where one is whacked way out if it is, okay? But this is about personal development and a deep dive right now. This is about you. So don't be worried about what your friends and your families are doing. Just focus in on your heart and what brings you that sense of my life is really coming together. That all those dreams or desires are just, and feel it. Feel it as though it's done. This is really key to your manifesting. I can't be more strong or clear about this piece. It's not about words ever. It's about how you feel and feeling the existence of what you want as present right now in this powerful now moment. You're having to use your imagination, yes, but your body doesn't know that. And law feels your vibration. That's what matters. So imagine the wholeness of your desire complete. How would you feel? How would you literally feel if your desire was done and you were living it now?
Feels pretty good, doesn't it?
Yeah, and it ought to, because it's something you've been desiring for a while. Even if it's a split second that you can feel that a day, try to go there. Because it's that feeling that really is your strong point of attraction, saying to the universe, this is where I'm going. Do you have to do it 24/7? No. The universe has given us a lot of room to be off. In other words, you don't have to be loving 24/7. I'd love it if you were. But you don't have to. You can get cranky and angry and throw a fit. The goal is to be at least 60% in love a day. And if you gotta have a hissy fit once in a while and get a little mad or feel a little depressed or a little angry, it's all good. It's the way you're designed. You've gotta feel your feelings and love them, because they'll just come back to bite you. Just feel them, let them go through you. See, this isn't who I am. This is really where I do not reside here. But I will allow these feelings because they're already underway. Remember, you are a chemical factory. And your thoughts release hormones that create your feelings. You can't flip that switch off in a heartbeat. Sometimes this, if a feeling is really strong, you've just got to let it run its course. And it will. And you'll come out the other side and you'll start working your way back up to feeling in alignment again. But please, my big message today is leave your brain out of it as much as you possibly can. If you find yourself going, how, where, when, who, you say, no, that's not my work. And bring your focus to those things that make you smile. Your heart open, that you feel loving around. It sounds a little counterintuitive if your bank account's at zero to be focused on the beauty outside, but it's vibrational. You have to remember everything is vibrational. And if you vibrate where the joy and love and abundance and freedom reside, this will come along. It will rise to the occasion. You don't have to be focused on those things that aren't going well. And that's what we've been taught, right? Mm-mm. Your focus needs to be on all the things in your life that are going exquisitely. That's how you become a powerful manifester of what you want. I love you all very much. I hope you have a fabulous rest of your autumn. I think I'm back next month, actually. So I'll see you then. Thank you.